Today's On the Marquee is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center, with classic westerns Sunday and Wednesdays all summer through September 5th. Details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
This week on the Marquee, we've got Magical Little Boys and Tough Old Guys. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. For links to our newest reviews, please check out the new On the Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/OTMradio. In wide release this week, Stallone is back and he's bringing more of the 80s back with him in The Expendables 2. The plot is mostly for show, but rest assured the body count and sheer volume of cheesy puns will be staggering. Awesomely staggering.
Well, it may not have a cast of 80s action icons, but Paranorman does have plenty of action and puns. This animated thriller tells the story of an odd little boy who can talk to the dead, and his mission to save his town from a witch's curse. Well, grown-ups will appreciate the clever comedy and the horror movie references, but it might be a good idea to leave younger viewers home with a babysitter and a pile of Disney classics.
Loosely based on The Supremes, Sparkle is a remake of the 1976 film of the same name. Whitney Houston hoped the film would revive her stagnant film career, but she passed away 3 months after shooting was completed.
In Disney's The Odd Life of Timothy Green, a childless couple is given a magical surprise, a 10-year-old boy who appears to have sprouted out of their yard. With its charming small-town setting and its adorable cast, it's everything you've come to expect from a Disney drama. It's nothing remarkable, but it's a sweet family film nonetheless.
Opening at the Gateway, ballplayer Pelotero takes a hard look at the tactics used in Major League Baseball to recruit teenage prospects from the Dominican Republic. Narration is provided by John Leguizamo. You heard that right, John Leguizamo.
Or if this week's new kid-friendly releases still aren't enough, you can head to Carriage Place this weekend to treat the family to a budget-friendly showing of Madagascar 3. It isn't as sweet as The Odd Life of Timothy Green, or as spooky as Paranorman, but it's good for a few laughs. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Paranorman. It may scare the living daylights out of the kids in the audience, but it mixes horror and humor in a way that would make Edgar Wright proud.
I'm going to give my pick of the week to The Expendables 2. This won't be for everyone, but if you're looking for some Reagan-era action, this is about as close as you're going to get this year.
Or if you're not interested in the summer's remnant theatrical releases, you can pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Hunger Games. In this young adult mega-hit based on Suzanne Collins' best-selling novel, Jennifer Lawrence stars as Katniss Everdeen, one of 24 teens forced to face off in a fight to the death. Beautifully imagined, with strong characters and admirable heroes, it's everything a teen thriller should be, and it's even better than the book.
The Raid Redemption is a non-stop Indonesian action film about a SWAT team that becomes trapped in a high-rise apartment building controlled by a ruthless mobster.
For more foreign language thrills, there's One of the Dead, a dark horror comedy about a group of unlikely heroes who set out to battle the zombies who have invaded Havana.
Being released this week on Blu-ray as part of their 100th anniversary celebration, Universal is releasing one of the greatest films ever made, Jaws. Steven Spielberg and Amblin Entertainment oversaw the film's meticulous restoration into the world of HD. The release of Jaws is the first of three big Spielberg titles that are coming out over the next few months, including the Indiana Jones collection and E.T. the Extraterrestrial. Also being released this week is Wes Anderson's eccentric classic, The Royal Tenenbaums, courtesy of Criterion, while Warner Brothers is releasing Shaft, Fallen, A Man Apart, and New Jack City.
Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Though it was released back in March, The Hunger Games is still one of my favorite movies of the year. I can only hope that the upcoming sequel is half as good without director Gary Ross.
My pick of the week has to go to Jaws. It's just as effective today as it was in 1975 and has never looked better.
Well, that's what you'll find on the Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week when we go on the run with bike messengers and getaway drivers. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com. Don't forget to check out our new Facebook page at facebook.com/OTMradio.
Until next week,
the Dude Abides.